5 years ago today, Michael Brown, an 18-year-old African-American man, was shot and killed by a white police officer in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, Missouri. Brown was unarmed at the time of the shooting, and the protests that followed led the governor to declare a state of emergency and call in the National Guard. A few months later, a grand jury decided not to indict the officer. The Justice Department also decided against prosecuting the officer, but did release a report showing racial bias in the city's police department. Shortly after that, Ferguson's police chief resigned. The search for a replacement ended in Glendale, where Andre Anderson took over on an interim basis. Anderson is a commander in Glendale's police department and served as Ferguson's interim police chief for 6 months. He joins me. And Andre, what went through your mind when you were first approached about this job and when you first went there?
I really approached this opportunity with a great deal of enthusiasm, primarily because I was familiar with the issues that were taking place, because I grew up in a community where there were some challenges and strains with the police department. And I worked in an agency where I knew that there were some positive things that we could do in order to bring some, you know, collaborate our efforts and bring some ease to that particular community. And so I saw it as a great opportunity.
What did you find relative to what you thought you would find once you got there?
You know, quite frankly, I found that there was quite a bit of racial tension there in terms of the way that the community viewed the police department. And I knew that was going to be a great challenge trying to bridge that gap with the police department. So right off the bat, I could see that there was a large chasm with respect to how the community, not everyone, but some people saw the police department. And I knew that was going to be a great challenge for me.
Well, how did you try to bridge that, especially coming in as not somebody from that community, but coming in from, you know, half a country away?
Well, you know, I think that working in Arizona gave me a lot of experience with respect to dealing with many different cultures and kind of understanding some of the dynamics they were faced with. So for me, it was really making sure that I can set in place a community policing platform that will allow the police officers to actually have more frequency of interaction with the community, and the community frequently communicating with the officers on a regular basis. And what that does is that allows for them to get to know each other. And as you get to know each other, then you can find things in common.
Given some of the tensions that you say you found there, was that a tough sell on either side to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a tough sell on both sides. And obviously, the officers had endured, you know, standing on the lines long term for protest and community. Many of them very upset about the decision that took place in the grand jury, the shooting of Mike Brown Jr. And so both sides had a different view of how things should be handled. So it was challenging trying to get them to come together and actually start speaking and working to address common concerns. So, yeah, it was an issue on both sides of the table.
I'm wondering what you think about when you reflect back on your time in Ferguson and sort of the relationship between a lot of communities now and the police departments in those communities. I wonder if in some ways you see parallels between what you faced in Ferguson and what a lot of other departments now are seeing in various communities across both Arizona and across the country.
I am. I think that what we're seeing right now is division with respect to how some members of the community view the police department. And I'm starting to see some of those concerns in Arizona. But at the same time, I'm optimistic because I've also had conversations with many community members. But there's also some concerns about how people feel they're being treated. So I could see definitely some of the challenges that we're facing, and some of the things that I was able to observe in Ferguson, I believe that there are things that we're doing here that'll help bridge the gap. And specifically what I'm talking about is seeing the community engagement that the local law enforcement departments are doing when they have listening sessions and meeting with the community members and coming up with solutions that they work on collaboratively. Those are things that will work to our advantage. And I see our organizations here in Arizona doing those things. And I believe in the long run, everybody wants things to get better.
Have you seen progress in general in terms of the way police treat and act toward people of color?
Yeah, I have seen progress. You know, one thing is sometimes people don't see progress when you see struggle. But the reality is that in order to gain progress, sometimes there's an edge that we have to get beyond. And that edge is allowing people to speak freely about the things they don't like about the police. And so we are seeing that right now. And some people are upset, but at the same time, we're hearing them. And then we're developing solutions around some of the concerns that are brought to our attention.
Were there lessons from your time in Ferguson that you were able to take with you and use now that you're back in Glendale?
Well, I learned a great deal there. And so the lessons that I've brought back is really just being more patient with the community and especially people that are disenfranchised with the police department. Just listening and taking the time to try to understand where people are coming from. And then when you learn about the issues and concerns they have, you develop strategies around those concerns and you work with the police department in order to build a collaborative plan. And those are things that I've been communicating with police departments across the country. And I think many of the agencies had already been adopting those practices, and some are also taking on some of the lessons learned that I'm providing in training throughout the country.
All right, that's Andre Anderson, former interim police chief for the city of Ferguson, Missouri, currently a commander in the Glendale Police Department. Andre, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.